This is episode 215 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, how are you, my friend? I got some things I want to cover and talk about here on today's Q&A episode. I hope you're doing well. I hope that we're basically at the midway point. Not basically, we're at the midway point here of the year. I hope that you take some time to reflect on what's gone well for you and what hasn't in Q1 and Q2, and that you plan and adjust for what you need to do to hit your target, to hit your goals by the end of the year. It's crazy how quickly time flies. And I think the midway point, every quarter you should be doing this, but I think the midway point is a great opportunity for you to reflect and get together with your team and figure out, hey, where are we at? Let's check the pulse of your business, check the pulse of the different departments in your business, and figure out where the opportunities lie, and kind of go through a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and do that. Again, this is something that I want to encourage you to do at least once a quarter. And since we're at the halfway point of the year here, I just thought I'd mention that. But guys, I recently had a question sent to me by email, and my apologies, I don't have the email in front of me. I will circle back and give this person credit, and thank you for taking the time to submit it. But hey, the question basically was, I read it on my way into the office here, but the question was essentially, hey Alex, what are some different ways to generate more leads? First thing I want to, and she went on to basically say, I know about direct mail, I know about bandit signs, I know about outbound dialing, all of that stuff, but what else can I do to generate leads? And I think this comes on the heels of the episode, the last Q&A episode that I released, episode 213, where I really kind of dove deep. And I talked about lead generation, I talked about lead conversion, and I talked about looking at your marketing department as an octopus. So once you finish listening to this episode, I really, really want to urge you to listen to that episode, because I've gotten a tremendous amount of feedback on what I covered there. It was about an 18-minute show. So it's not long, but it's a little longer than these Q&A shows typically go. So all you have to do is go to flipempire.com/episode213. And you'll be able to check that out. But I think this question comes after her listening to that. And what I want to say is, direct mail, outbound calling, bandit signs, door knocking, online, other offline marketing things that you can think of. Guys, all that stuff works. What doesn't work is you, right? So if you're not consistent with it, that's when it doesn't work. Having said that, I do want to kind of talk about some other ways that you guys can generate leads. The first one is networking, okay? Networking with anybody that breathes and that you come in contact with, right? So telling everybody. And by the way, social media is the second way, but social media kind of ties into networking. And this is something that I'm kind of calling myself out. I need to do a better job on social media of, just putting myself out there, letting people know more about who I am, what I do. And, there was a buddy of mine is a very, very successful real estate agent here in the South Florida market. Matter of fact, he's the president of the board of realtors. And he was recently being interviewed by a TV station. And they asked him, how do you feel? The question was, how do you feel when friends of yours go to other agents to buy or sell real estate? And he put this funny face. It was kind of funny because he posted on social media. He created a meme out of it. And he said, it's my fault. And as I'm talking here and I'm recording this episode and I'm talking to you, I'm thinking of myself. And it's my fault when, people don't immediately think of me when they think of real estate, whatever that might look like. So think about how you can network, not only in your life, obviously the people you come in contact with, but leveraging social media. So networking with people. Second thing I want to kind of cover is attorneys, or I'm sorry, the third thing I want to cover is attorneys. So think about the title company that you work with, constantly asking them who they might know that they can put you in contact with that either has a property to sell or knows of somebody of a property. So most people, guys, either are buyers, sellers, renters, borrowers, right, for real estate, or they know one of the above. So always, always think that, you know, if they're not a buyer, seller, renter, or borrower, they might know somebody that is. So not only your network, not only leveraging social media and a lot of the other tools that are out there, but, you know, think about attorneys. So think about the title company you work with. Think about divorce attorneys, right? Think about probate attorneys. And the list goes on and on, right? So attorneys can be a great source of leads for you. Another way that actually, you know, I heard this at a conference I was at about a month ago where there was a guy on the panel. He was talking about, you know, check the online auction, right? And create a spreadsheet. He was basically, and I don't want to take credit, I forgot the guy's name. This is not something we currently do, but I want to kind of throw out there because I thought it was a pretty good idea and something that you could possibly do is create a spreadsheet, you know, of all the properties that don't sell at the online auction or even at the auction, depending on where you are. And then essentially set up an MLS alert to notify you whenever those properties hit the market. And then, you know, in this spreadsheet, track, you know, who were the bidders, what amount did they bid, et cetera, to the extent that you can track this, right? And then once it hits the MLS and you get notified, try to essentially be, you know, contact the broker, the agent right away and see if there's an opportunity for you to buy that property less than what the highest bidders were willing to bid. Okay. So that could be a potential way to, you know, close more deals and obviously generate more leads. A couple other things, or one other thing I definitely want to encourage you to do is if you guys are marketing direct to seller and you're meeting with sellers, and for whatever reason, you don't, you know, you meet with the seller, you don't get the contract, or a seller decides to go with someone else and they just flat out tell you, hey, listen, I'm already working with someone. Or, you know, sometimes in your follow-up process, they will tell you, hey, I've already signed the contract with someone. Always ask them when that property is supposed to close and then set up a task or something that notifies you, your lead manager, your acquisition manager, whoever it is, to circle back with that seller a couple of days before closing, okay? And just ask them how it's going because, you know, I was talking to my buddy Ray about this a couple of weeks ago, and we've been looking at our numbers. Roughly about 30% of the deals that we contract don't get to the closing table, right? About, so 30% of these, whether it's title issues or something blows up or something happens, which is why you always have to have, you know, I talked about it on episode 213. You got to have octopus marketing. You got to have a lot of different lines in the water. You know, nobody that I know bats 1,000%. In other words, you know, if you contract 10 properties, there's a strong possibility that not all 10 are going to get to the closing table and you realize, you know, that profit and you actually close on that deal. So realize that the same numbers are going to hold true to a lot of others. So if you don't get a deal for whatever reason, number one, it's always an opportunity for you to find out why they didn't go with you and what you could have done different. And then taking it a step further, what was it about that other buyer that made that seller want to go with them? Is it simply price or was there something else? And try to develop that rapport and the relationship with the seller that, you know, they can be open and honest with you about that and really encourage them to do so. And then track it, you know, find out, hey, listen, if you don't, when is that supposed to close? Do you mind if I follow up with you in the future? And just be honest with them, say, hey, listen, I would still like an opportunity to add value and help if for whatever reason this doesn't go through. Now, I just want to be point blank. Hopefully this is coming across very like crystal clear. I am not telling you to go around and try to get that property under contract or try to, try to persuade the seller from closing with that other buyer. Do not do that. That is shady. That is not cool. That's not what I'm saying here. All I'm saying is that if for whatever reason that other transaction doesn't close, whether it's the fault of the buyer or the seller, follow up with the seller and see if and when it falls out of contract, that might be an opportunity for you to work with that seller. But I'm certainly not saying to try to blow up somebody else's deal. Okay. I just want to be like point blank, black and white about that. So guys, that's all I got for you on today's episode, but there's a ton of ways, like a lot of ways to generate leads and get in front of people. I haven't even like hit the tip of the iceberg. I've created some other episodes in the past, which kind of leads me to my last thing. If you guys, you go to flipempire.com, you could use the search bar, pretty much type in whatever you want, and any episodes associated with those keywords will pop up. So I definitely want to encourage you to use the search bar on flipempire.com. And other than that, guys, I appreciate you tuning in here, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming episode here. And if you didn't check out the episode with Aaron Chapman, episode 214, absolute gold and fire, go to flipempire.com/episode214, check it out. And I know Aaron's going to get on a TED Talk stage soon. So check out that episode, and I'll catch you on the next one. Take care, my friend.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.